Scott Lee Hansen and Dave Sitte.
I heard the song Falling Down years ago, and it was just so visceral and so, like, it was like when I read Bukowski or something, and you're just like, I know exactly where this man is, I know exactly what he's thinking, I can feel the sweat on his brow as if it was my own. And
even before I'd met you, Dave, somebody had suggested that song,
yeah.
But simply because it was Scarlet and Me, you know, that line,
lyric.
And I was like, oh, this is too corny, you know, I just don't want to do this.
And I knew that the line Scarlet, and I remember when you were like, but it says Scarlet, and I was like, the song itself and your voice are so much bigger than that, but to me, that would be the great irony of it all.
And it was funny, because when Dave says that, you're just like, everything that you ever thought before, people are like, you should sing this, you're like, I don't know, and then Dave's like, isn't that crazy, and you're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, you know, like I never thought twice after
I'm
that.
I'm wild and enthusiastic trickery. In that, again, rather than run away from Scarlett's unique and accelerated ability to take on characters and to take on personalities like that, if she, you know, and it, like to be able to do that, to get in and out in 3.5 minutes is, like, you know, miraculous. And I figured that she would actually probably be better than most people who are behind a microphone, because she actually is trained to do that, whereas I think some people still try to retain this other, like, distance from it, you know? That song is just such a... All of them have some things that are just, like, now becoming identifiable to me. Our pursue to put, you know, Kermit the Frog and David Bowie in the same song succeeded. You know, it's like, well, that was definitely the eureka moment when I turned to Sean and I was like, you remember when Kermit the Frog was sitting on the lily pad playing Rainbow Connection? And he's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, that's exactly, I want that kind of feel. And the goal was to get a banjo to sound sad or sentimental. You forget.
How did David Bowie come to get involved in this?
Well, he, like, appeared in a cloud of smoke. I had always kind of put him on this pedestal, which he deserves to be on. And I was at a dinner party, and he was there, and he was sitting at my table. And he knew that I was working with Dave, and of course he's a huge fan of Dave's, and he's a huge fan of TV on the Radio. And he was like, I hear you're working with Dave. And I said, yeah, you know, I'm excited about it. We're about to go down and start. And, you know, I kind of probably jokingly was like, if you have any free time, come on down, or whatever. One day, one faded afternoon, I was in Spain working in this past summer, and I get this call from Dave, like, so you'll never believe who's in the studio recording right now. And, you know, it was just magical. I don't know. I mean, how did you end up getting
him there? I had called him, and, you know, and he definitely loved Scarlett, and he was like, you know, I would love to help. At the time that we were recording in Louisiana, he wasn't able to make it, but I called him while we were mixing the record, and at that point, the music was well established, and it was so out there, and, you know, out there equals Bowie in my mind, so, you know, I just figured I'll just call him and see what he's doing, and
sure enough, he showed up, you know, and walked right in the studio like a pro, knew the parts, had an idea. You know, I gave him an advanced copy of the rough mixes.
Did he choose the tracks he was going to contribute to?
Not only did he choose them, he came and he had lyric sheets and he knew exactly what he was going to do. And, you know, it fit perfectly. I mean, his voice, you know, he's not the kind of person you can put any pressure on. So it was just a purely out of his own volition. And he just showed up and did it.
When I got the tracks, I almost fainted. Someone yelled timber, you take off your hat, it's a lot smaller down here on the ground, falling down.
End when you hear her singing Someone's Falling Down, we had her sing through this looping pedal and out in a hallway, and it just was like after the song had mostly been done, she was singing it that way to herself, and I was like, let's mic that. And then I showed her how to use the loop pedal, and then she sang this thing that just regenerated, and yeah, it's wild. It just became like a its own instrument, and against the backdrop of like Ryan's bowed vibes and the 7,000 layers of guitar that I put on it, and it's just a bunch of things that probably shouldn't be together, but somehow managed to do this backdrop against which Scarlett's crystal clear voice is like sitting out there.
Scarlett Johansson's new album, Anywhere I Lay My Head, will be in stores as of May 20th. Visit www.scarlettalbum.com for more info.